You know what, Eddie? That's where I went, Burnsville. Dude, it's bad, man. Like, words can't express what I'm feeling. Not surprised is one of those feelings. You know what I mean? Like the other feelings I probably shouldn't say. All I'm going to say is only we can make this stop. You know what I mean? These people that are like I'm telling you something, man. People lost everything. I met people who lost it. Lost their whole fucking family. Excuse my language. Pets. Family. You know, I just like, dude, I can't with this fucking government. Sorry, forgive my language, but I can't. These people are demons and they're evil. And this is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. When I was there, I didn't build any tiny homes, obviously, but like the things that I did get to do was help people who were exhausted. Who had been without electricity for about 2 freaking weeks. Just you know, no AC, none of that, none of it. You know what I mean? It's just like they're just trying to clean up the mud and the mess and whatever's left. And I saw our government frustrate everything people were trying to do, and I mean by our federal government. And I believe the North Carolina state government is in on it. The local sheriffs, I don't know if they've captured all that so much. I don't know about every little place. But the people in Burnsville needed so much help. I think I think it's kind of captured. I'm just going to say that. You know what I mean? I noticed that with the what I'll call the bread lines they created. Okay? Anyone who's ever seen bread lines, that is as much a psychological operation as it is anything to make people absolutely miserable. And we had a couple ladies I met there who had gone, just had to get out of that town and go grab some dinner somewhere. And they ran into one of the FEMA guys and they started talking to him, and that guy started running his mouth and telling him, yeah, well, what they typically do is like in these situations is like, it just takes a long time to rebuild and it's going to be hard and, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to fast forward. And he's like, but what we'll probably do is like, we'll probably give them some little trailer. We'll offer them something, give them a little trailer, probably off in Alabama somewhere, that's just a little better where they're living. And they'll just take it because there's no hope. That's their plan for these people, man. They want to steal their land. I want you to think about it. Like this family I met who had a 98-year-old grandmother sitting around a fire trying to make the best out of a shit situation. Forgive my language again. And there's babies running around. And everything that they've ever owned or worked for since they've lived in that valley was completely, just destroyed by this so-called flood that just happened to happen. A hurricane parks over the tallest peak on the East Coast for like 20 minutes. Never happened ever in the history of weather, but all of a sudden it happens. And so that's their story. And this huge flood comes down and just starts washing everything away, but not the railroad. I wish I could take you there, Eddie. It's just absolutely disgusting. Anyway. I remember GW, this old man, just the sweetest old man. I gave him a hug. And he cried, man. You could tell the guy hadn't cried since this shit started. And he just began to weep and break down. His family has owned that property. It's been in his family's possession since before the United States was even a country. Before 1776, they've owned that land. And I'm telling you right now, the government wants it. I don't know what they want with it or why, but they do. And if they take it, it'll be because we let them do it. Now I'm stuck. I'm like off on a little vacation with my wife because it's her birthday, and I wish I could just jump in my truck and fly back over there. You know what I mean? Father God, help these people. Don't let them take it. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.